Hello, my name is Chase Gallerman. You are listening to the next in Captain Eugen Rosenman's series of introductory podcasts on topics in commercial aircraft finance, leasing, and trading. Today, we discuss aircraft secured lending. The parties to a loan transaction are the borrower, the lender or lenders, an administrative or collateral agent or trustee, and sometimes a guarantor of the obligations of the borrower. With aircraft secured loans, the borrower may be an aircraft leasing company or special purpose trust or affiliate of the leasing company or an airline itself. If the borrower is a leasing company or affiliate or trustee, the aircraft will typically be on lease to an airline. In such a case, the borrower uses the rent paid by the airline to pay principal and interest on the loan. A loan may fully amortize over its term, partially amortize, or not amortize at all. If the loan does not fully amortize, the borrower must repay or refinance loan balance at maturity. Typically, the main operative documents in an aircraft secured loan are a loan agreement and a security agreement. We next discuss the following terms of an aircraft secured loan, which are memorialized in the loan documents. Conditions precedent, description of collateral, representations and warranties, indemnities and other covenants, conditions to the ability of a lender to sell its loan, and remedies if the borrower defaults under the loan documents. First, the loan agreement will have a conditions precedent section. Conditions precedent are documents that have to be delivered or circumstances that have to occur before the lender is obligated to extend the loan. Examples of these conditions include authorizing, executing, delivering, and receiving documents, such as the security and loan agreements, receiving notice of borrowing, and providing legal opinions as to enforceability and perfection of the security interest in the aircraft and related collateral. Typically, the security agreement contains a granting clause. The granting clause describes the collateral for the loan. The most important piece of collateral is the aircraft itself, including the airframe, engines, and all parts and records. Proceeds of the aircraft are also included. For example, if the aircraft is destroyed, the insurance proceeds for the loss of the aircraft will be used to repay the loan. If the borrower is an aircraft leasing company and the aircraft is under lease, the borrower will pledge the lease, including the rent payable by the airline lessee, as additional collateral for the loan. The loan documents will contain representations and warranties the borrower makes to the lender and security trustee. A borrower will represent that it is duly organized under its jurisdiction of organization, that it has passed board resolutions or is authorized to execute and deliver the loan documents and to perform its obligations under the agreements, that the loan documents do not violate applicable law or breach any other agreements to which the borrower is a party, and that the lender or security trustee on behalf of the lender has a perfected security interest in the aircraft and related collateral. In addition to representations and warranties, the borrower will make covenants in the loan documents for the benefit of the lender. The most important covenant is, of course, the covenant to pay debt service, the scheduled payments of principal of an interest on the loan. The other covenants relate mostly to preserving the value of the aircraft collateral and otherwise ensuring that the loan is repaid. The borrower covenants to repair, maintain, and ensure that the aircraft, keep it free of liens, maintain the perfection of the security interest in the aircraft and other collateral, and use it only in compliance with applicable law, including export controls. The borrower agrees to maintain its own existence and provide periodic financial statements to the lender, which could alert the lender to an impeding inability to repay the loan. A borrower will also agree to indemnify the lender and security trustee against certain costs and risks related to the loan that are not priced into the loan. For example, the borrower will indemnify the lender and security trustee against taxes levied against the aircraft, or in certain cases, withholding taxes payable on the interest payments, in certain cases, increased capital adequacy charges incurred by a bank lender in maintaining the loan liabilities to third parties in case the aircraft is involved in an incident, and enforcement costs in the case of a borrower default. The indemnity obligation typically excludes claims arising from the indemnified party's gross negligence or willful misconduct, and claims arising from or increased by a sale of the loan by one lender to another. A lender will want to maintain liquidity. It will want the right to sell or participate in the loan to another lender. The difference between a sale and a participation is that a sale results in a new lender, whereas in a participation, the lender stays the same, but it passes along the interest income to its participant. The borrower will not want its rights diminished or obligations increased as a result of the sale or participation of the loan. The main protection for a borrower is to ensure that it will not have to gross up for any withholding taxes on interest payments that would not have arisen had such sale or participation not occurred. Borrower defaults include failure to pay principal or interest when due, failure to perform other covenants such as making an indemnity payment or maintaining the aircraft, and credit-related events such as a bankruptcy filing. If a default occurs, then following any specified notice or cure period, and subject to possible automatic stay against exercising remedies if the borrower is then a debtor in bankruptcy, the lender or security trustee on behalf of the lender may exercise remedies as specified in the loan documents. The principal remedy is the right to accelerate the loan, foreclose against the collateral, and repossess and sell off the aircraft in order to yield proceeds to repay the loan immediately. This has been an overview of aircraft secured lending. Please listen to the other Catton podcasts in the series.